Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about how the Father can use one person so dramatically and so powerfully. Go with me to Exodus chapter 3, starting verse 1. Moses was in the backside of a desert. In verse 2, and the angel of the Father appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. We can look back in our lives and see how far the Father has brought us. When the enemy wanted to wipe us out, the Father said, no way. And Moses wanted to turn aside and see this great sight that the bush was burned without being consumed. And verse 4, when the Father saw that he turned aside to see, he called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, draw off your shoes. This is holy ground. And verse 7, the Father said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So there's people crying for deliverance, for help out there. And the Father wants to use us. All we have to do is turn our flesh over to him. Allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh. Conform us to the image of Yeshua. And he'll use us so dramatically and so powerfully. And verse 8, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. He wants to set people free. And Moses said, was saying to himself, how can I do this? Verse 12. The Father says, certainly I'll be with you, and this shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When, not if, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve me upon this mountain. In verse 14, and the Father said to Moses, I am that I am. I will be with you, Moses. Whatever you need, I will be there to supply it. Now the word I am is the word E-Y-E-R in Hebrew. And so it's E-Y-E-R, then E-Y-E-R at the end. But the middle word for that is Asher, A-S-H-E-R, which was the richest tribe. And he said, we can put our name in there as long as we turn our flesh over to him, allow him to conform us to the image of Yeshua, that we can put our name in there. Everything we need for his ministry we'll have. I am Asher, I am. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 14, we've seen how Moses allowed the Father to finish the job. In verse 1, and the Father spoke unto Moses, Exodus chapter 14, verse 1, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Phi-Hahiroth between Migdal and the sea over against Baal-Zephon, which is the devil's territory, the territory of Baal. Verse 4, and the Father said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. They will follow upon him, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh. Verse 7, and Pharaoh took 600 chosen chariots, all chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Father hardened his heart that he would follow. Hallelujah. Verse 9, but the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in Baal-Zephon. And the Israelites, when they saw the Egyptians approaching, got scared. They started to complain to Moses. Moses had to be strong, but it was the power of the Father that kept him strong. He had his shortcomings, but the Father kept him. In verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Father. See, maybe some of you out there, I got to make a move. I got to do this. Just wait upon the Father. He'll tell you what to do. He'll open up the Red Sea for you. He'll create that opportunity, but let him work. Hallelujah. I'll read verse 13 again. And Moses said, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Father, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. I miss people come against you. If you let the Father have his way, and you turn your flesh over to him to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, then your enemies will never catch you. The only access the devil has is in your flesh. So if you turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit, guess what? He just can't stop you. The enemy can't stop you. In verse 14, the Father shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Father said to Moses, why are you crying to me? Speak unto the children that they go forward. Now is the time to go forward. And But now lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground to the midst of the sea. And he did. Hallelujah. In verse 24, and it came to pass that in the morning watch, the father looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they might drive them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the father fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And Moses stretched forth his rod again, and Red Sea closed. Look at how Father used one person so dramatically and so powerfully. What he can do with you. Turn me to the book of Judges. Judges chapter 3. Again, we're talking about how the Father can use one person. Every time the Israelites would turn to the Father, the enemies would not be able to overcome them. But when they walked away from the Father, then the enemies would succeed. Hallelujah. Praise God. In verse 12, Judges chapter 3, verse 12. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Father, and the Father strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab. If you want to have a problem with your enemies, walk away from the Father. Backslide. Turn your back on the Father, and your enemies will start conquering you. He strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel because they had done evil in the sight of the Father. And he gathered unto him the children of Ammon and Amalek and went out and smote Israel and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Father, he raised up a deliverer, Ehud. See, when he cried unto the Father, he set them free. But all the Father needed is one person to set them free. And he raised up Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamin, a man that was left-handed. That's very important. He was left-handed. And by him, the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it up under his clothing upon his right thigh. He put it on his right thigh because he figured they would never check his right thigh because he was left-handed. A marvelous plan. And the father gave it to him. And he brought the present unto Eglon, the king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were to go and said, I have a secret errand unto you, O king. And he said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone, and Ehud said, I have a message from the Father unto you. And he rose out of his seat, and Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh, which is very important, and thrust it into his belly. And the shaft also went to after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, said he could not draw out the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Look how the Father used one person to destroy the king. Hallelujah. Verse 23, then Ehud went forth through the porch and shut the doors of the parlor upon him and locked them. And when he was gone out, his servants came, and when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlor were locked, they said, surely he covered his feet in the summer chamber. He's sleeping. They tarried till they were ashamed, and behold, he opened not the doors of the parlor. Therefore they took a key and opened them, and behold, the king was fallen down dead on the earth. But Ehud escaped. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 27, it came to pass when he was come that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them, and he said unto them, follow after me, for the Father has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And he went after him. Look at the confidence he had. Verse 29, they slew of Moab by that time about 10,000 men, all lusty, and all men of valor, and they escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 14 years. Fourscore years. Look how the Father used one person on an errand, and how the whole battle turned because of one man's obedience. He could use you. Look how the Father used Peter to go to Cornelius' family. And the whole family got saved because of one person's obedience. Hallelujah. Can he use you? He sure can. He sure can. Hallelujah. It's just a matter of having confidence in him and his word And that what he calls you to do, nobody else can do but you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And chapter 4, Judges chapter 4. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the father when Ehud was dead. Look, they turned again away from the father. And the father sold them into the hand of Jabin, the king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Hazoroth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the father, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Again, a long oppression. Maybe you've been oppressed for a long, long time, but the father can use me to set you free. He'll do it through me. All you have to do is believe today that whatever you're going through, the time is over. Psalm 102:13, the set time to favor you is now. Hallelujah. I know he can set you free. Again, all you have to do is turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit, allow him to mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. And the Father, just turn your flesh over to the Father. He'll do it. He'll mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. But put your hand on the radio right now as we pray. Father, I just thank for the people that are listening out there right now, and they need to be free. They need to be set free. They need to be healed, Father. They're in bondage to something or somebody, Father, but only you can set them free. You can use me. And I speak the word of freedom right now, deliverance. Be free, be delivered from any bondage you're in, whether it be physical, mental, spiritual, whatever it may be, financial. Be free in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Receive your miracle and testify. Let us know. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. Excuse me. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on there. And I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days and how Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feast days or will fulfill them. Hallelujah. And my book Noon talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar and how the things that he did in the Word on those particular months, he wants to repeat it. And also the different hours of the day, how the Father did certain things in those hours, he wants to repeat them. Hallelujah. You have to understand that the Father works on his calendar. And on my website, I have a biblical calendar page where you can see when each year, where each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on biblical calendar page. And you also have a link to the Hebrew calendar. Just make sure when you go in there on the top left, the Hebrew calendar, that you check off show all Hebrew dates. And you'll be right in. But you have to base your walk with him on his calendar. And the last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. And you, normally I would send you to the tape publishing to get these books. My wife and I are willing to give you these books, you know, at just our course, just to help you to have this information. It's a $5 course for any each of those books. We just want to get them to you so you can be equipped in these last days. And you can get these books by calling me again, 772-801-3677. And we'll get them out to you. Just let me know which book or books you want. We just want to help you. Hallelujah. And if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, you can make it out to New Life Revival. And the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. And if you miss this broadcast at 7:15 in the morning, you can catch the same broadcast at 7:15 p.m. on WCNO. And if you want to see any prior broadcasts, just go to WCNO.com and go on demand and keep scrolling back till you see God's Timing is Everything broadcast. And you'll be able to listen to prior broadcasts. We just want to help you. And just remember next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Out Pest Control.